Well, I have news for you today. Big news. Huge. Like big. Big news. Are you ready? Here it is. Life is not fair. I know this is shocking for you. Do you need a minute? And this actually is the good news of the gospel today. The good news of the gospel today is that life is not fair. When I was a kid, it was very important to my mom, like really important to my mom, that the three of us kids were treated fairly, that everything was divided equally among the three of us. And I have long speculated that this sort of reaction to my mother's perception that as a child things were not fair between her and her brother. And I think it was probably a pretty accurate perception. As best I can tell, her brother was sort of favored in that family, and things were not equal, they were not fair. And so it was really important to her that things were fair. If one kid got to do something, the other two kids got to do it. If one kid got something, the other two kids got to have some too. And you know, it's pretty easy to divide a cake or a pie into three pieces. But have you ever tried to divide a five-piece pack of gum into three equal parts? We did it. But as our family grew and we got older and life got more complicated, it got a little bit harder to be fair all the time. And I remember coming home for a visit. By this time I was out of college and I was working and living on my own. And I came home for a visit, and my younger brother, my middle brother, was talking to my parents about his next college semester. And he was having trouble saving enough money to pay for tuition, and he wasn't sure what he was going to do. And so my dad said that they could probably help him a little with tuition. To which my mother responded that they were not going to be doing that because it wouldn't be fair to me because they had never helped me financially when I was in college. Now, circumstances were different in my family when I was in college. When I was in college, my parents had two younger kids living at home. Both of them were in private Catholic school like I had been, and my mom only worked part-time. There wasn't money for them to help me pay for school. But by the time we were at this point in my brother's academic career, they didn't have any kids living at home. My mom was working full-time, and there was money for them to use to help my brother. But my mother was so worried about being sort of retroactively fair to me that she didn't want to help my brother. Fortunately, I was there for that conversation, and I was able to tell her that that was the most absurd thing I had ever heard, and that of course they should help my brother, right? That this attachment she had to fairness was getting in the way of her ability to be generous. In today's gospel, we come across the Pharisees and the scribes who are complaining because life isn't fair. The Pharisees and the scribes have spent their whole lives studying about how to be faithful to God, about how to be obedient to God, about how to love God and to have God love them. They've studied the law, they have obeyed the law, they have taught the law to others. Their life's mission has been to be in relationship with God. And now God's chosen one, the Messiah, is walking among them. And he's spending his time with the sinners and the tax collectors. And it's not fair. It's not fair that they've worked this hard to be in relationship with God, and God is not having dinner with them. And so Jesus tells them three stories. We only hear the last story, but he tells them three stories in response to this complaining. The first story he tells them is of a shepherd. The shepherd has 100 sheep, and one of them gets lost. And the shepherd leaves the 99 sheep behind to go find the one who was lost. And when he finds him, he brings him back and he throws a big party and he celebrates with his friends. And then he tells a story of a woman who has 10 silver coins, and she loses one of her coins. And so she lights a lamp in her house and she sweeps every last little corner of her house until she finds that one lost coin. And when she does, she throws a party and she celebrates with her friend because she found the one lost coin. And Jesus tells us, how great will the Father in heaven rejoice for the one sinner who repents and for the 99 who don't need to. And then Jesus tells them this story, the story we heard today, the story of the prodigal son. And in this story, the younger brother takes his half of the inheritance and he runs off and he spends it all on nothing useful. And he finds himself hungry and alone, working on a pig farm. I would like you to note the irony of the Orthodox Jew working on a pig farm. And he realizes that if he goes home, he won't be hungry anymore. And he doesn't know how his family's going to accept him. Will they even let him come back? Maybe he can beg to at least be a hired hand on his father's farm. And so he goes home with that little speech prepared in his head. You know how you do that? Like you say it over and over again, hoping that maybe you'll have the guts to say it when you get there. And he gets there. And not only does the father take him back, but the father welcomes him with open arms. The father throws him a great, big, giant party. And then there's his older brother, who I'll note has been working all day, who comes back home to find this big party for his brother, who's just spent half all of their money on nothing. It's not fair. He's not happy about it. And he tells his dad, I'm the good guy here. I'm the guy who's made all the right choices. I'm the guy who's been loyal to you. I'm the guy who's helped keep this household running while this other kid ran off and did nothing. I don't get a party. His father says, you don't need a party. You already have everything that is mine. But this brother was lost. This brother was dead, and now he is alive, and we are going to celebrate that. This father's love for his children is so big and so generous and so wide that he can love both of these sons. He can love the son who's always done it right, and he can love the son who had to learn life's lessons the hard way. And that's the good news of the gospel today. The good news of the gospel today is that life isn't fair. God is generous. God's love and God's mercy and God's forgiveness is generous. It is so big and it is so wide and it is so full that God can love the people who do it right their whole lives, who always make the right choices, who are always faithful, who spend their whole lives in pursuit of a relationship with God. And God can also love the people who always get it wrong, who always mess up, who always end up in bad situations, who can never seem to get it together. And God can love all of the rest of us in between. Those of us who get it right about half the time, those of us who get it right about three quarters of the time. God's love is generous. And that's what's so hard for us, because it's just not fair. We want everybody to work as hard as we work. We want everybody to earn it and deserve it like we do. How many times have you heard people say, I can't help that homeless person. That wouldn't be fair to all the people who work hard and earn enough to take care of themselves. We can't give health care to illegal immigrants. That wouldn't be fair to the immigrants who came legally and worked so hard to get here. It's not fair. It's generous. Our construct of fairness gets in the way of our ability to be generous. God's love is generous. God's love will find you when you are lost. God will forgive you when you have failed. And God will throw a big party. God will rejoice. And I'll take that over fair any day. Amen.